Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has inaugurated a new settlement in the occupied Golan Heights. Netanyahu unveiled the sign labeled Trump Heights to mark the site of the new settlement. He said the settlement project is in honor of U.S. President Donald Trump for his recognition of Israel's sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights in March. Israel seized the territory from Syria in 1967 and effectively annexed it 14 years later. The United Nations Security Council considers Israel measures without international and legal effect. Syria has repeatedly reaffirmed its sovereignty over the Golan Heights. To discuss this issue further, we're joined by Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator out of New York, and Rabbi Dovid Feldman, spokesman of the Nutrite Carta International, also joining us live from New York. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Let's start with Mr. Al-Omari. Were you surprised to hear news about settlements being inaugurated on the Golan Heights?
Well, Trump Heights is a new low for the Trump administration. This is really very destabilizing. This is Syrian land. And of all the excuses that you hear about Israel and why it needs to annex Arab land illegally, this has to be categorized in a new category. This is really naked aggression. Israel has never made any claim to the Golan Heights. Historically, the Golan Heights has never been part of historical Palestine. The Trump administration didn't even offer any justification for this. This is naked aggression. It's destabilizing the region. When you hear the Trump administration and successive American and Israeli administrations talking about terrorism, this is an example of how they fuel terrorism in the region. We are really witnessing a new phase in this Israeli aggression against the Arabs. And this time, it's done without any excuse. Unfortunately, it's also done with the consent of Arab regimes who have not condemned and adequately this naked aggression against the Syrian people and against Syria and against Syria.
Thank you very much. Now to Mr. Rabbi Dovid Feldman, also joining us live out of New York. Rabbi, this is happening just a few weeks ahead of the Manama workshop, where part of the so-called deal of the century will be unveiled. What can that tell us about how this workshop is going to unfold?
Well, first, with the help of the Almighty, I pray to the Almighty to bestow upon me His truth, His wisdom, that we may sanctify His name, and inshallah, God's help bring peace to the world. Also, my name is Rabbi Yisroel Dovid Weiss from Nutrite Carta. My colleague is Rabbi Dovid Feldman. I think it is, we should never lose the proper perspective that they refer to themselves as a Jewish state, as a legitimacy because of God and religion. So we just never should lose the proper perspective that the chief rabbi of Palestine in 1947, before the United Nations ratified the state, greeted with the United Nations in July 16, 1947, and it's the United Nations document where Rabbi Dushinsky said, we furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. There is no such issue of having a Jewish state. It's a rebellion against God since the destruction of the temple 2,000 years ago. We are not to have a state. The concept of Zionism is a base transformation from religion, Judaism, which forbids us to have a sovereignty until we believe one day the Almighty will make a metaphysical change where all humanity will serve God in peace, and it will not be a concept of the state of Israel. It will be a place where the Jewish people will serve God and the world will serve God in harmony. So this will never be acceptable. It is an illegitimate institution, an occupation. It's a pure occupation. We must never lose the proper outlook on this. Every time they try to take steps, as the speaker prior to me, was speaking of unfortunately the pain of the issue and the fear. You know, they're taking another step and another step. It is just another link in a long chain of crimes of this Nakba, and totally illegitimate. It does not become more legitimate. As a Jew, we have to pray for the well-being and give respect to all the countries and where we reside. That is part of our declaration of exile, of command of exile by God. So we plead with President Trump, and we must tell them that as Jews around the world, in Palestine, occupied Palestine, in the American Jewry, who are true to the religion, and this is open for anybody to see, we are opposed, and we will never accept the occupation in its entirety, whether it is in the in the streets of Al-Quds in Jerusalem, or Bnei Brak, or in Tel Aviv, it's all false. They're only masquerading with Jewish symbols to intimidate, that people should think that we have a religious conflict, and therefore they're afraid to speak up. They shouldn't be referred to as anti-Semitic. Thank God for Press TV that is outspoken and differentiates, as the Ayatollah Khomeini did, between Judaism and Zionism. Judaism is to be subservient to God. And Zionism is nationalism. We're not permitted to steal or kill, and certainly not to the Arab and Muslim people who embraced us and gave us a home, as in Persia, as in Iran, and as in Palestine of the Ottoman Empire. So this whole concept of occupation and of taking the Golan Heights and making the ceremony, putting a table in the middle of the land there, and declaring that it is a respectful thing to occupy and steal from the people of Syria and Golan Heights, does never become more legitimate because they put a nice tablecloth on the table there, and because Netanyahu will give it name after the United States president. It's just simply air. It's nothing. We remain in fervent opposition, and our claim remains the same. It is stealing. It is unacceptable according to the Jewish Torah. In fact, they are brutally beating Jews who are demonstrating. You can see how they crash into the Jews who are old men, young children. They because we never carry arms, they trample them. We refuse to serve in their army. It's an ongoing a battle. The Jews are being brutally beaten, the ones who are true to the religion. Yet they call themselves a Jewish state, and they're trying to hide from the world that they're terrorizing the religious Jews, because we will never accept their occupation. This is a fact on the ground, and the world has to wake up, and the leaders of the world, we urge them not to be intimidated. You are not anti-Semitic. And to this plan of President Trump has to be confronted by the leaders of the world and say that you are making, unfortunately, you're falling prey to Zionist propaganda and Zionist ploys. This is nothing to do with your religious, with your Judaism, who of citizens of the United States or the citizens of Palestine. These are people who are being occupied together, Jews together with the Muslims and Palestinians. And the Palestinians, we cry with them around the world, the Jewish people, we plead with the world to wake up. God will ultimately bring, we pray, a speedy and peaceful end of this occupation. But we have to stand up, and just like the apartheid was eventually recognized and throughout the world as a discrimination, as a racism, the world will recognize the occupation is totally flawed and unacceptable. This is nothing what they're doing in the Golan Heights. It does not become one more iota acceptable. Please remember that.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Now back to Mr. Nasser El-Omari. We're running out of time, Mr. El-Omari, so if you could please elaborate very quickly on the fact that we're not seeing that much international reaction based on the fact that, as Rabbi mentioned, it is totally against the international law what has happened today in the Golan Heights. Why do you think it is so, and how can we solve this issue without the international community and the UN in particular standing up for Palestinians?
Well, this is the numbing effect of President Trump. He has done so many outrageous things to the point where people stopped keeping count or even reacting to what he's doing. There are a lot of world leaders out there who do not see the deal of the century or the annexation of the Golan Heights as serious. The fact of the matter, it is serious because it has established a precedent, and this is an American president who has annexed Arab land. So I believe that the level of reaction to this underestimates the fact that this is an American president signing away on Arab land, and this is the new form of colonialism, and I believe that the underestimating these proclamations and decisions by the Trump administration is extremely dangerous for the future of peace in the Middle East.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Mr. Nasir al-Omari, writer and political commentator, and Rabbi David Feldman. I'm very sorry if I've mispronounced your name, sir. Thank you very much for your elaborations. Obviously, 10 minutes is not enough to discuss such an important issue. We're going to have to dedicate more time to that. For the time being, thank you, gentlemen, and thanks to all of our viewers for following this edition of the News Review.